Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting Forbes article about passive revenue, specifically, how to make more money and work less. Exciting stuff, right?
Absolutely. This is a topic that resonates with so many of us. What's the core message here?
Well, the author, Leon DePaul, really emphasizes that passive revenue isn't about getting rich quick. It's about strategically building assets that generate income even when you're not actively working. It's about freedom and building a more valuable business.
So, it's not about sitting back and doing nothing.
Exactly. There's definitely upfront work involved. Creating the product, setting up the system, the initial marketing push. But the beauty is, once it's up and running, it can continue to generate income with minimal daily input. Got it?
I see. Interesting. The article mentions several passive revenue ideas, right? What are some examples?
Oh, there's a whole list. Selling digital products like templates or checklists, creating a mini online course, even just a 60-minute workshop can be powerful, launching a paid newsletter, affiliate marketing.
Those sound doable, even for someone just starting out.
That's the point. DePaul stresses starting small, building from what you already have. Take something you're already doing well, package it, automate it, delivery, and market it strategically.
What about things like licensing intellectual property or renting out assets?
Those are on the list too. Licensing is particularly appealing for educators, consultants, or coaches. And renting out extra space or equipment? Smart move, especially if you're not fully utilizing those assets. It's extra income with minimal additional effort.
But how do you choose the best passive revenue stream?
Great question. DePaul advises focusing on what aligns with your existing skills, audience, and business model. What's the path of least resistance? What can you package and sell without reinventing the wheel? That's where you should start. No need to overcomplicate it.
The article also talks about how passive revenue streams can increase business value. Can you elaborate on that?
Absolutely. When a business isn't entirely dependent on the owner, it becomes more attractive to potential buyers. They like to see recurring revenue, automation, systems in place. Passive revenue streams demonstrate exactly that. So you're not just creating freedom for yourself, you're also making your business more valuable and sellable down the line. Makes sense, right?
It does. It seems like having multiple passive income streams is ideal. Though, wouldn't you say?
Well, interestingly, the author suggests focusing on one stream that works really well before adding more. Get it running smoothly, automate it, then consider adding another. It's about quality over quantity.
That's a refreshing perspective. So, key takeaway is, start small, build from your strengths, and focus on one solid passive revenue stream before diversifying.
Precisely. And remember, as Leon DePaul says, build passive revenue, build freedom, build value. And with that, folks, we wrap up today's discussion. Thanks for tuning in.
Goodbye.